This is the Inland Journal from Spokane Public Radio. I'm Doug Nadvornik.
Population growth across the United States and northern Idaho is driving demand for more building materials, energy, consumer goods, and agricultural products, which all move by rail.
This is from a video produced for Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway, BNSF, making a case for an expansion of its rail line in and around Sandpoint.
BNSF Railway meets up with Montana Rail Link at Sandpoint, Idaho. There, rail traffic from both railroads merged together to travel over Lake Pendere on a single-track bridge.
Burlington Northern wants to build three more bridges, including a second span over Pendere.
As you can imagine, much like a highway, delays can happen when you merge multiple lanes down to one lane. And if you have a two- or three-lane highway that merges to one lane shared by both directions of traffic, you will see backups on either side that can extend for many miles.
So the railroad argues Sandpoint is a train bottleneck that needs to be fixed.
It slows trains as they come to Sandpoint, but also has an impact all the way into Washington and Montana. By building a second mainline bridge over the lake, trains will move across the lake both directions at the same time, reducing the time trains must wait for other trains to cross the bridge.
That brings us to a public hearing Wednesday night at Sandpoint Middle School. It was sponsored by the Idaho Department of Lands, which is required to issue a so-called encroachment permit before BNSF could use fill materials at various places around the new bridges. The longest of the three spans would run parallel to the current tracks that traverse the lake, about 2 miles. Smaller bridges would also carry cars over Sand Creek and Bridge Street. The state says more than 1,100 people have filed written testimony during the last few months. Many of the pro-bridge comments came from people all over the country who sent in identically worded form letters. Some came from local Sandpoint residents. Some support the project. Others, such as Shannon Williamson from the Lake Pendere Waterkeeper, say they're withholding judgment and urge the federal and state governments to do a thorough study of the railroad's proposal.
Well, we're concerned about potential increases in transport of hazardous materials throughout the watershed. There was about 4 train derailments in North Idaho and Western Montana last year. Thankfully, none of them were containing hazardous materials, but the frequency at which they occurred really, you know, opened our eyes to the potential for this to happen either adjacent to or over our waterways. And so we're very concerned about that.
At Wednesday night's hearing, several people, such as Rebecca Holland, conveyed that same message. She asked the federal agencies that also must issue permits for this project to require that a full environmental impact statement be done to analyze it, as opposed to what's known as an environmental analysis, which critics argue is less stringent.
We do not know the projected number of increased trains that this project could bring across our lake or into our community. It is only prudent to operate with an understanding of risk versus reward in this situation that involves a good-sized population of people working here in a recreationally based economy here in Bonner County.
Supporters of the project argue a stricter environmental document isn't necessary. Pierre Bordenave is from Jacobs Engineering in Sandpoint, which has drawn up the plans for the new bridges. He says BNSF has worked hard to shrink the project's environmental footprint.
Originally, this was about 5 acres in the desire to figure out how to make this work. Working closely with the design engineers and BNSF, we were able to work that down to about 3 acres. Then as we got a little more innovative and a little more creative, we were able to reduce this down to 1.54 acres. Construction plans and timing were developed to minimize traffic impacts and ensure continuous access. BNSF will work with City of Sandpoint on making sure that happens.
Bonner County Commissioners Glenn Bailey and Dan McDonald argued the economic benefits of the project should be seriously considered. McDonald says the region's economic vitality depends upon modernizing antiquated rail infrastructure.
The current system we have is falling behind. The bottleneck in Sandpoint, where 3 rail lines come together into a single track, has been a consistent problem for years now. Not only does it create a lineup of freight and passenger rail traffic, but it also causes delays on community roads and rail crossings. And as a commissioner When we do have those trains sitting on the tracks and they're blocking roadways, our phones start ringing.
Stop trains can delay people, but so can moving trains.
Matt Nikiel works for the Idaho Conservation League.
And if the bridge adds capacity to our rail infrastructure and allows more trains to be moving through our community, that's going to delay people too. And I think we need to analyze that and actually know, are there going to be benefits to us or not?
Wednesday was the final day that the Idaho Department of Lands was to accept public comments on this proposal. Its director is expected to announce within a month whether the agency will issue an encroachment permit. Two federal agencies, the Coast Guard and the Army Corps of Engineers, will lead their own public process this summer for the permits they've been asked to provide. One disclaimer, BNSF is an underwriter of Spokane Public Radio.